This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show is underway in Anaheim, California. And today we get to hear a special report. Ed Murphy of Farmersville is attending the Commodity Classic and representing District 13 for the Illinois Soybean Association. This is Ed's first time at the trade show, and he said he's learning all kinds of new information.
Things is going really good. It was a long trip out here and a long first day, but I'm kind of getting adjusted now. And the weather has been similar to what you have back in Central Illinois.
Well, nice to know that you're enjoying yourself and you're actually at Commodity Classic because of your involvement with the Illinois Soybean Association.
Yes, I went on the board last summer, and I've had several board meetings, and it's taken me a while it's going to take a while longer yet for me to learn all of my roles as the Illinois Soybean Director.
Well, we're excited to have someone local representing the board and someone that we're familiar with, familiar face and familiar voice. I know there are a lot of things to be learned at Commodity Classic, lots of ag companies to talk to, and I'm sure meetings to listen in on. But I believe you've heard some things and have been talking about soybean production. So tell us a little bit about what you've heard so far.
Well, I've been to some sessions and listening to different speakers talk about different seed treatments, when and how to use them, what they're going to control, fertilizer placement. You know, it hasn't been long ago that you didn't think about fertilizer, so putting any fertilizer on soybeans, but now we are. And there's talks about, you know, placing it on top, placing it beside, you know, doing other stuff. And of course, then we have all of the fungicides and when and how and where and all of that. So, and you know, I'm just trying to learn here. But this, you know, the focus on all this is to improve everybody's bottom line dollar.
Do you think some of the things that you're recommending are practical and things that you could implement or at least farmers in this area could use on their operations?
Yes, I do. I you know, I'm going to try some things that I haven't tried before. But, you know, the research that is out there shows that this stuff is all beneficial, and it's not all coming from the people that are selling the products. So I think that it will help the bottom line, and that's really what growing soybeans is about, is the bottom line.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think everybody got into farming not only because they liked it, but because they need to make a living, so that's good to know that there will be some cost savings. And, Ed, you've got a lot going on while you're in California for the Commodity Classic. Not only you're attending those sessions you just told us about, but coming up at the end of this week, you're going to be going on a tour.
Yes, we're going to the Long Beach. It's a Long Beach tour where it's the largest container shipping in the United States. And there's going to be some soybeans that's going to come in here on containers. We're going to get a tour of how they handle all that and how they keep track of the containers. And, you know, we're going to see all of that. And it's going to be enjoyable because I've been to the port in New Orleans where I've seen them unload the soybeans from the barges and see them go directly to the ship. We got to go on a ship and my God, it was a long ways down in the hold of that ship where they was putting the beans. And then I was in Seattle, and there they was unloading rail cars directly to the ship, and they was going straight to China. So now this is just another way the soybeans are being exported from the United States to a foreign destination.
And you had mentioned to me it's kind of neat to see all of those things when we live so close to St. Louis.
Well, you know, as I deliver all of my products to the East St. Louis markets, and I see it going into the barges and being transported down the river system.
So nice to know where that product's going, I guess.
I'm always inquisitive about what's going on in and around the country.
Well, Ed, I hope you enjoy that tour and have a great trip while you're at the Commodity Classic representing the Illinois Soybean Association. Have you attended this event before, or is this your first time?
This is actually my first time. I'd always been involved with the Farm Bureau and going to the AFBFs, and just was unable to attend both in the same year. And so now that I was off the Farm Bureau board, I have an opportunity to go here.
So for those of us at home that have never been, would you compare it to maybe a Farm Progress show, or how could you describe it so we might know a little bit more about it?
I would think we have a lot of the same exhibits that you'd have at the Farm Progress show, but you would not have any of the demonstrations or any of the live crops being grown. Would it be compared to Louisville? Maybe somewhat. But it's been a long time since I've been to Louisville, so it's just a new learning thing for me, and I'm always up for a challenge, and, you know, I'm wanting to do the best I can to represent all of our area with the Soybean Association. And I need to thank everybody that I contacted last year about now about the absentee ballots, and I got everybody to sign that, and people was really good at sending the absentee ballots in, and the association said they'd never had anybody that got as many absentee ballots back in as I did. And I said, well, you know, I really wanted to be on the board, and, you know, I worked hard at making sure that I was going to be.
And once again, that report comes to us from the Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California, from Ed Murphy, District 13 Director for the Illinois Soybean Association. And we'll be back with more ag news in just a moment. Bayer Ag CEO Warner Baumann says he's confident they'll win European approval of their deal to acquire Monsanto. A Bloomberg report says he's trying to win the approval of its $66 billion acquisition while contemplating the sale of more businesses. He says without the Monsanto acquisition, Bayer sales and profits will grind to a halt this year. Company shares dropped almost 4% on the weak forecast, the biggest drop in months. The German-based company had expected to close the deal early this year. It remains confident that it can take care of EU antitrust concerns by either divesting or out-licensing businesses. The company has said it will sell its entire vegetable seed business in a deal that should wrap up in the second quarter of this year. Farming technology and the seed portfolio have emerged as key details in the EU talks. A Reuters report this week says that EU regulators have already decided to give the deal their approval. Well, looking at local ag-related events, U of I Extension is offering a bus trip to the Chicago Flower and Garden Show at Navy Pier on Friday, March 16th. The deadline to register is today, and you can find out more details and register online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. HSHS St. Francis Hospital Foundation and their Agriculture Committee are hosting the 4th Annual Farm Family Event on March 7th at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Complimentary health screenings start at 7 a.m. and breakfast and speakers follow that throughout the morning. To RSVP, call 324-8206. And last but not least, the Gillespie FFA chapter is selling pork burgers and pork chops this Saturday from 10 to 1 at Dollar General in Gillespie, and all the proceeds will go towards the CHS Harvest for Hunger Challenge. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.